This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I am Matt Erickson for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Today is Thursday, August 15th. We're in the final days of the 2013 season, and several free concerts are on today's schedule. They include a noontime spotlight recital at Crossroads Church, an Aspen Chapel chamber concert at 4:15, a 5:15 recital at Basalt Regional Library, and an 8:30 string showcase at Edlis Neeson Hall on the Bucksbaum campus. At 7 p.m. at the Wheeler Opera House, the Aspen Opera Theater Center presents the first of two performances of one of the greatest Baroque operas, Claudio Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea, based on the account of the Roman Emperor Nero and his lover Poppea, who scheme for power. This final opera by Monteverdi receives staging by Edward Berkeley with musical direction by Jane Glover.
And this is her edition of, we're doing her edition, her own edition of Poppea, which of course simplifies things because that tells so much in terms of the way she has rearranged a few scenes, which I completely agree with, and restructured it so that it works as a two-act opera instead of a three-act opera.
That was director Edward Berkeley. You're listening now to the final melting duet from Coronation of Poppea, Porta Miro. And at 8 p.m., a piano recital at Harris Concert Hall spotlights this year's winner of the quadrennial Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Vadim Kolodenko. The Ukrainian will perform an all-Rachmaninoff recital, including the work you're hearing now, the first sonata, and a number of transcriptions based on music by Bach, Schubert, Kreisler, and more. I'm Matt Erickson. Please join me again tomorrow for more Festival Notes, only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen online at aspenpublicradio.org.